family, and then eventually it just ends up mostly being the primary caregiver who really kind of is either with them most of the time or doing a lot of the legwork of looking for housing or any other services that might be out there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, we're talking about the emergency room and people hearing about it there, but I'm wondering for someone who has someone who maybe hasn't gone to the hospital, but they still need a lot of help, how they find out about you.
It's hard. We do community outreach. I've gone out into the area, and I talk to professionals and other community programs that are out there of what we do, who we are, and give them information. I'm amazed. This program, I think, has been at 120 years, if not more, and every family I meet has never heard of us. So we do need to get the word out because families do need us, and they have no idea availability of what we do.
Right. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We have Cheryl, and I can't say it.
Osteik.
Osteik. I have to try to remember that. It just doesn't look the way you say it.
It does not.
Spelled.
It's those Dutch people.
I guess. Anyway, we were talking about when families come and, you know, what the help they try to get. Or I know that I've run across numerous people who had either a son, daughter, sister, brother, mother, father, whatever, who had mental illness. And their attitude was, get over it. Come on, get up. Pull yourself together. Go on back out and, you know, do this and do this, especially if they were younger. And it seems like you can't get through to them that they'd love to pick themselves up and go back.
So many people have that attitude, and it's pervasive, and it's difficult. And I do think a lot of therapists get into the field they do because if you haven't been in that position, it is extremely difficult to know what that person is going through. And that's probably one of the worst things you could say to somebody is just pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get over it. if they could, they would.
Yeah.
People don't choose this. People don't want this. No one would ask for a life of struggling and pain and hurt and confusing thoughts or debilitating depression or severe anxiety that they can't leave the house. That's not something people ask for. Absolutely. Any of that. I mean, to have those visions or those things in your head that just don't go away, it's definitely something no one would ever ask for. And I think that's one of the things we try to educate everybody with is mental illness can be a scary thing and it's difficult. And getting the word out and getting the support and talking about it and educating yourself, if you don't understand it, then get educated about it so you do and you can be kinder and have a better understanding of that. And I think one of the biggest things I promote when I speak with families is communication. Mm-hmm. People need to talk. If you're not talking about it, if you're not getting the word out there, if as a family unit you're not talking, it's very difficult to understand what your child is going through if they don't want to talk with you. If you don't have a relationship where they can feel comfortable to share and feel like you're not going to, you know, say something to knock them down. So that's a big thing that I talk about is getting the communication within the family, because if you start on a faulty communication base and then you throw a mental illness in there, it crumbles pretty quickly. You have to feel free to share what you're scared of.
And a lot of times, like in my son's situation, he would talk about things that were totally out of sight or out of
where is that coming from?
You know, he was in an isolated, obviously, men's unit, and he talked about this girl that, you know, these girls that would come, and, you know, and I'm looking at him like, what? You know?
Yeah.
And it was like so off the wall, you know? And the other thing is that, and I'm not blaming, you know, doctors or psychiatrists or whatever, but a lot of times they will use medication that have been proven successful in the past on other people. Now, you may be able to take aspirin and I can't.
Right.
So what works for you won't work for me. And the problem is trying to go through all these medications to find something that will work.
It's painful.
It's painful and it takes a
heck of a lot of time.
And you know, sometimes it could be 4 or 5 months before they realize that the medication isn't working.
And then you got to start all over
again. And then you got to, yeah. And, you know, and like in my son's situation, he was epileptic or is epileptic since he's 5. So the epileptic medication would mess up with the psychotic medication and they'd go through hell and high water. And, you know, it's just, it's sad. It really is.
It's one of the most frustrating things I hear from family members is we tried medication, we tried this one, we tried that one, and then this one gave off this side effect, and this one, you know, and it gets so frustrating for both the family member and the one with the diagnosis, because then you just like, you give up.
Why would you want to take it?
And
you know,
the one with the diagnosis is so resistant.
Absolutely.
The family members may want them to take it, but
yes, we get that a lot. We get it in two ways. One, once you're over 18, you can decide what you want to do and who doctors can talk to and who they can't. And that's frustrating as a caregiver. You might still have your adult child living at home, but they're refusing to talk to you about what's going on, refusing to share the medication struggles or what they're doing. So you're left out of the loop, but you're in the household with them, expected to care for them. And the whole issue, I think, with medication,
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team is back before the Senate defending him in the impeachment trial against the president.
It is our position as the president's counsel that the president was at all time acting under his constitutional authority, under his legal authority, in our national interest, and pursuant to his oath of office.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, this as Republicans are dismissing claims in a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton that directly tie President Trump to withholding military aid in exchange for investigations of his political opponents. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana says,
We knew that the discussion of witnesses would be here soon, and I think every senator that I know has said that they will cross that bridge when they get to it.
Braun speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Health officials worldwide are stepping up the pace to contain the coronavirus, which has killed at least 80 people so far in China.
A fifth U.S. case of coronavirus has been confirmed, as China warns that people can spread the virus before they feel any symptoms. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, yes, we should be worried.
But we've had good experience in fighting these kinds of viruses before. Remember, we're now a global world, a global economy. And something that happens in Africa, or if it's Ebola or coronavirus in China, can quickly spread here because there's so much more travel.
American diplomats and some others will be flown out of Wuhan, China on Tuesday and return to the U.S.
It's 1 week until the Iowa caucus, and presidential candidates are getting in a few final campaign stops in the state. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Pete have events set across the state. While Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are stuck in Washington, D.C. for the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration told California it's violating federal law by requiring insurers to cover abortion and threatened to withhold federal funding if the state doesn't end its mandate. President Trump telling Fox News why this is the right thing to do.
I think we have a group of people that are just amazing, and they've been with us and we've been with them, and we want to do what's right. We want to do what we feel is right.
The White House says California has 30 days to repeal its abortion mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The FBI is helping process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant. His fans are still in shock and reacting to the news of Bryant's death.
I don't think anybody believes that this is true. How can someone who is so invisible happen to him?
It's really sad to see him go out like this, and his daughter. It definitely affects the entire city of L.A.
I'm a diehard Laker fan. It's a sad thing that happened, and you can see the support that he's getting from around L.A. We love Kobe. I mean, he's a living legend.
I've been a diehard Kobe fan all my life, so this is devastating. It's shocking. It's just gut-wrenching. My heart goes out to his family and his other children as well. But this is just so surreal.
Those fans were speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. And the weather today, if I can get it up, I'll talk to you about it. All right, this afternoon's going to be cloudy with a high near 44, west winds 9 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 29, west winds around 7 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42, northwest winds 8 to 11 miles an hour. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 24. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 39. So Wednesday night, mostly clear. The low is going to be around 19. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 39, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 21. Friday, partly sunny again with a high near 43. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Saturday is a chance of rain and snow, but it'll be, says, partly sunny with a high near 43, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 29, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Well, if you believe all that, you know,